From KYR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. More protests over police brutality and systemic racism are scheduled in Little Rock. KYR's David Monteith spoke with one of the organizers of a memorial walk planned for this evening, starting at 5 p.m. at the Capitol.
On Tuesday, Governor Asa Hutchinson said he was spending time listening to the concerns of demonstrators and community leaders. One of those voices belonged to a Little Rock artist who goes by Dreka Writes.
Right now, what's happening with all the protests and the march, that's an emotional reaction, an immediate emotional reaction that'll eventually die out. But we're here to give solutions that are going to survive long after people stop showing up at the Capitol.
LaRon McAdoo also met with the governor and said a variety of concrete actions were suggested.
We mentioned there needs to be a tracking system so that if a police is fired from one department, he can't just go. He's fired from North Little Rock, and then he goes to Sherwood. He's fired from Sherwood, and then he goes to Cabot. We need to have a database, at least on the state level.
Both McAdoo and Wrights promote nonviolence in the demonstrations they organize and are a part of. Wrights says she understands but does not condone the violence.
The bad apples, they're a part of a bunch. They're a part of a bunch, but I cannot and will not focus on them or allow what they do to overshadow what we are trying to do.
The only thing we want to destroy is a racist mindset or discriminatory system.
David Monteith, KUAR News.